You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. Yes, it does.
No, I don't want to miss my call to fulfill my ministry. No, 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 no. I'm responding to His love. I know what I must do. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't want to fail in my mission. I just wanna do His will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve Him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. Somebody said to me, you're wasting your time when you go to church. You're wasting your life. They sing all the fun you could have. Why do you spend so much time in the church? Can't you find something better to do with your life? Church once a week, that's okay. Oh, no, I love my Jesus. I love my Savior. That's why I serve Him so. Oh, I don't wanna fail in my mission. Do 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 do. I just wanna do His will. See, my purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve Him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jesus is my best love. I love Him with faith. I love Him with passion. I love Him with all of my heart. I love Him with faith. I love Him with zeal. I love Him 'cause He's fresh. I love Him like I'm crazy. That's how I show my first love. Oh, oh, I love my Jesus. I love my Savior. He is my first love. Oh, I don't wanna fail in my mission. Do 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 do. I just wanna do His will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 and those who serve Him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. No, I don't want to miss my call to fulfill my ministry. No, 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 no. I'm responding to His love. I know what I must do. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, I don't wanna fail in my mission. No, no, oh, oh. I just wanna do His will. See, my purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 and those who serve Him not. Ooh, 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 and those who serve the Lord. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. those who serve him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve him not. Ooh, ooh. And those who serve the Lord, ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve him not, ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve the Lord, ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve him not, ooh, ooh.
Wow, wow, amen, amen, amen. Hey, it's a difference between us who serve the Lord and those who serve him not. Hallelujah. So please, I want us to put our hats on, our hearts and our minds. We have been, hey, we've been in praise and worship all morning. Amen. Our hearts are prepared, but are you ready for what's coming to you today? I don't know if we're ready. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are you on video? Are you on video? Are you on video? Have you invited someone? Are you ready for the word that's about to come to us today? I'm telling you, today is a blessed day. We are here. Our hearts have been set. I want us to get our minds ready, our hearts ready. Amen. Get your pen and paper ready, okay, so you can take notes. Hallelujah. Because we are about to hear a powerful word from our very own Reverend Cujo Orleans Lindsey. Hallelujah. Put your hands together.
Those who know your name, put their trust in you. There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Those who know your name, trust in you. There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name is more to me.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You'll hear me.
Amen. Amen.
We can hear you, Rev.
Hey, please respond. Otherwise, I will go back to Accra.
No.
Let's see.
Hallelujah.
We like it when you're
well, we thank
the Rev, come back to Accra.
That because of technology, I can still reach you from Accra, where God lives, and visit America when there's no election.
What a shock.
I want to bring you greetings from our presiding bishop and father of the church. It's an honor. Today I was at the studio ministering to you. For those of you who listen, I'm sure you must have heard my voice and saw seen my moves.
Yeah, we saw it.
I was there live. I bring you greetings from Daddy. I bring you greetings from Sister Ariel. Insure says hello. And the whole of Accra can't wait for you to visit us when the corona is over. So it's a blessing. Hallelujah. Let's share with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We adore you. We welcome you. We worship you. We love you because you first loved us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We bind every force of Satan. We come against the spirit of technical interference and mishaps. And we speak that your spirit, your anointing will come to us. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want you, especially shepherds, what we are doing here, listen, today they did a swearing Sunday. You know, what I instituted, what I told you guys, that when it's time for service, shepherds and our center leaders and all of you, take it that you are here for soul winning. When you come and the friend you've invited is not on the service, it's not time to put your notes down and start writing. It's time to fetch the person, okay? And then bring your people. So all of you shepherds, if there's any of your sheep that's not here, you're not doing the right thing. In this place, they don't do that. While the service is going on, that's when the work is going on, okay? So I want all of you to make sure that your sheep are on. I know that we have more than 100 and something devices. It's a blessing, but we can reach 200, and that's our target in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you won't say amen. Patricia, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until I mean, I see you. I see you. Ghana people say they miss you. Amen. Pastor Jan, Daniel, Ghana people say, Lisa, you haven't been to the headquarters, so they're waiting for you.
Is it Corona?
Spencer, actually, Bishop seems to remember you. Amen.
Wow. Anyway, we are
listen. Today, I just want to share. Last week, we talked about the determinants. Do you remember?
Yes.
We talked about the determinants, and we talked about several determinants, and I want to read again Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 11, if somebody can bring it up. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. The Bible says, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Okay, that's speed. Okay. Nor the battle for the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. Ladies and gentlemen, we learned that there are things that determine the outcome of your life. In this life, many people leave things to time and chance. Now, Solomon was telling us that every aspect of your life, if you leave it to time and chance, it will overtake every. You will be like somebody who is just cruising. You have no direction. You'll be like in a car that has no steering, that has no body. The car is directing itself. It's called time and chance. When you are in a car that you are not controlling or that God is not controlling, you left it to chance and to time. It means it's a matter of time. The car will determine where it wants to go or determine where to stop. And chance will also determine what kind of car will hit you. Maybe you'll be lucky, only a bicycle will come across. But if, God forbid, it's an 18-wheeler, you left it to time and to chance. So you've left, many of us, we've left our lives. Our lives are like a car that has no driver. There is no determinant of where it's going, when it's going to get there, what is going to happen to it, how fast it's going to go. All that is being left. Everyone, many people in life, they leave things to chance and to time. Only time will tell. Only by chance, if it happens, I'm not going to apply. Okay, I've applied, but, you know, I'm not going to follow up. I'm not going to do anything. I'm leaving it to time and to chance. That's what Paul said. Solomon. Solomon is telling us that in life, you know, when you return, I return means I reconsidered. I looked at it a second time. When you don't look at life a second time, that's what it means to look, to return. Every one of us must re-look a second time to your life. Every aspect of your life. How has your life turned out? Okay, return. Go back. It means give yourself a remedial look. Go back and look again. Check again.
Man.
Give it a second thought. Many of us, we don't give our lives a second thought. As it is going, you never think about it. My job, I looked at it. I've thought about it. I've thought about your church, the church that you are in. I've thought about news. Yesterday, I called Pastor Richard and I told Pastor Richard, hey, we're going to change some things. I looked at it again. Look, we grew to a certain point and then we stopped. And I said, look, we're going to advertise these things again. Look at them. Return. Everybody, return to every aspect of your life. Return to your marriage. Return to your schooling. Return to your relationship. Return to your finances. Return to your health. Return to where you are living. Return. Give it a second thought.
Amen. And the Bible says that
when Solomon returned, he found out certain things. He said, I returned and I saw that a race is not to the swift. nor breadth to the... And he talked about these determinants. Speed is one of them. Understanding. Skill. Okay, skill. Strength. All these things determine. So we talked about the five or so determinants. Number one is speed. The race is not for the swift. Okay. Number two is the battle for the strong. Strength. Do you apply strength to whatever you're doing? Some of us were just so lackadaisical. What amount of strength are you applying to your job? What amount of strength are you applying to this church? Do you see how much I apply strength? I'm in Ghana, but I've acquired internet just to preach to you. Strength. I'm strong at the thing that I'm doing. Yeah, I'm going to work. I'm doing it. Look, I go to places where people don't want to go because that's where they pay well. So apply some strength. Apply speed. It was time for me to go through school. I told myself, look, I am not going to wait. Some of you, you finish college and you say you're giving yourself a gap year or two. You don't understand speed. And by the time you realize all your armpits are growing gray hair and you're not even married, you don't understand speed. Speed is a determinant. It will determine the outcome of your life. What has become of your life? Have you left it to chance? Speed is one of them. Strength, understanding, skill, favor. Okay, so all these things determine. Now, Solomon is saying that when you don't apply these determinants, then you're going to leave whatever is left. You're going to leave it to time and to chance. And when your life is about time and chance, my brother, you are like a car that is running without a driver. Merci. Would you like to be in such a car or a plane without a pilot? He doesn't know how to take off, when to land. He doesn't know that you've reached your destination. You don't even have an idea your destination. You just sit in the car and you wait. Accidents happen. Sometimes the accidents are planned because of your lack of control. Ladies and gentlemen, today I came to announce to you that many of our lives, the direction that they are going, God doesn't like it. But God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is gentle. He's like a dove. He will not force anything on you. That is why even prayer, some of you who don't pray, you've left your life to chance.
Help us.
You left your life to chance. There's nothing I do without prayer. Okay, that's part of strength, spiritual strength. Apply spiritual strength. Apply speed. And I do the prayer early. That is speed. I don't wait till things get late before I start praying in the afternoon. Immediately I get up. Speed. I apply speed to my life. Spiritual speed, spiritual strength, spiritual understanding, spiritual skill. I've learned to pray. When we go for the flow prayer meeting, you are developing skill. You see, when you go to school, you are developing skill. When you learn a job, you are developing skill. Skill will set you above. But you're just sitting down. And last week we learned that one of the things about speed, like the story of Cain and Abel, Jacob and Esau. Esau just left everything to time and to chance. Oh, they've told me I should go and cook and come. And he said, nothing can happen. I mean, what's the big deal? I don't need to go fast. I don't need to do anything. I'm the firstborn. My father wants to bless me. I will stroll through life. I will just do things anyhow. You know, and whatever will happen, will happen. After all, it is my time. After all, I'm the only one who has applied. After all, I'm the one who was called. Hey, you may have been the first to go for an interview, but your lackadaisical attitude can cost you the interview. Amen. You may have been the person who got the biggest amount, the biggest help, but if you leave things to chance and to time, nothing good will happen. So determinants, life as it stands out, where are you in life? Are you educated? Are you financially capable? Are you sick? Are you this? Are you married? Do you have children? How is your marriage? How are your relationships? How's your relationship with your boss? All these things, have you left it to chance or are you taking control? Ladies and gentlemen, there are two aspects of control, spiritual and the physical. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something today. God in himself does not just intervene and bug into your situation. You see, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, that for those Jews who believed on him, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Power of God and the wisdom of God. So if you say, I prayed, so I'm not going to do anything. Yes, you have prayed. But beyond prayer, there is also something called faith.
Hey, amen.
Bible says that, even Bible says that, ask and you shall be given. That's prayer. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. So prayer is part. God has done his part one third. But he's asking you now. The next thing is knock. The next thing is seek, search.
Action.
Many Christians have left their lives to the elements, to whatever will happen, and bad things happen. I pray for people, laid hands, and when I finish and I give them counsel, now go and apply for this job. They look at me as if, didn't you just pour oil on me? Why are you telling me to go and look for a job as if you don't believe in the prayer? I say, you're a fool. I mean, not you, but the person.
Faith without works is dead.
Yeah. The Bible says, show me your faith by your works. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.
Amen. Amen.
Now, one person, let me tell you something. There was a certain, I'm going to start. Today, I'm going to teach you the determinants, how to improve your speed in life. How to improve your speed in life. How to improve your speed.
Amen. Help us. We need it.
Okay. Now, I just want you to know, somebody, first of all, open 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. I'm going to tell you about the interplay of grace and labor, grace and strength, grace and applying yourself. The blend, the balance of human effort with God's effort. Even when God wanted to save mankind, look at it. He sent Jesus Christ. Even God is applying speed, applying strength.
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ, the disciples said, no, you shouldn't go. When Jesus Christ said, I have to die so that the Holy Spirit will come, I have to die so that you'll be saved. Peter said, no, stay with us.
Hey,
Jesus applied speed. Jesus understood it. Speed is important. Okay, yes. Speed is important. So he left this ministry for only 3.5 years. Ministered fast, and then he left and left the Holy Spirit here. Now apply strength. Give them spiritual strength. Give them the strength and the speed. Give them the skill and the anointing. Give them the power to do the things that I came to teach them. Okay? So the Holy Spirit even is a teacher. God says that the God who wants to fight, he says, I will teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians have left everything to chance and to time. And a lot of Christians are suffering because of that. A lot of marriages are suffering. A lot of students are suffering. People finish school and they don't have any career. GPA is terrible. They have no career. They can't get to the profession they want because they don't apply these determinants. And the outcome of their lives stink, just like Esau. Jacob went fast, applied speed, and cooked the thing and brought it to the father and got all the blessing. Esau just strolled through life. Oh, whatever will happen. Look at what happened to him. Procrastination is killing many of us. Speed has gone out. We're waiting everything after the corona. After the corona, who tells you that after the corona, life is going to be waiting for you? In corona or no corona, apply for the jobs. People have gotten jobs. People have gotten promotion. Yes, some of us may have lost our job, but don't give up. Don't tell yourself, I'm going to wait till after corona. My goodness. Let the outcome of your life show for something. Let the blessing that God has given you in wisdom, in application, apply to your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Amen.
Chapter 15. And verse number 10. Bible says that Paul said, no, it says, but I am, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm talking to those of us who say, God's got my back. I don't need to do anything. You're joking. You're joking. Faith is action, and action is faith. Work, faith. Show me your faith by your works. God says, let me tell you, there's an interplay between grace and labor, grace and work, grace and speed, grace and strength, grace and skill. He said, Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. So I am a doctor by the grace of God. Don't get me wrong. I am a pastor by the grace of God. I am a husband by the grace of God. I am married to a beautiful wife by the grace of God. My marriage is working by the grace of God. My church is working by the grace of God. I have nice church members like Mama Sandra, like Mama Mercy by the grace of God. I have beautiful couples like Spencer and Devonia by the grace of God. I have nice help from people like Lisa and Brother Micah. I'm blessed with nice people like Brother Daniel, you know, like nice people like, the redhead Sister Drea. I mean, it's powerful. I have different types of hair, different types of woman, different color. The church is blessed by the grace of God. I don't doubt it. I can't see it's not by the grace of God.
Amen.
It is by the grace of God.
So Bible says, shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? Shall we be doing the wrong just because by the grace of God, by the, every day by the grace of God? Bible says there's something called you are frustrating the grace. It's in the Bible. It says, do not frustrate the grace.
That's right.
Do not frustrate the grace. Sometimes you've applied the grace of God to your life, but nothing is showing. You are frustrating the grace. Grace, today I'm going to tell you what grace does. Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah.
And the grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I, Paul, I labored, I applied strength, I worked, I labored more abundantly than them all. Yet not I, but the grace which was upon my life. That means that you go and then you find out that things are working. You know, if your marriage is working, you should be able to say, by the grace of God. Then you said, I labored more abundantly. If the grace is upon me, then I will work. If the grace is upon me, then I'm going to find a job and I'm going to do well in this job. I'm going to get promotion. I'm going to be financially wealthy. It's a mixture of grace and labor, not just grace. Don't frustrate the grace. Paul said, the grace of God that was upon me was not in vain. In vain. If you really feel the grace of God is upon you, then start working. Then start going to school. Then pick up your book and study. That is when you, because you have the grace, your grades are going to become better. You're going to get a greater career because you didn't frustrate the grace. The grace was not in vain. But what I found among Christians, just because you are a Christian, you don't even, some of you don't even cook for your husbands. Oh, the grace of God. I mean, my God, it's going to be okay. Stop being foolish. Cook. Learn how to cook. And you're looking for your husband. You don't even know how to cook. And you're saying the grace of God will have it. The grace of God will give you no husband. Start learning how to cook.
Amen.
Not you.
Amen.
You said you want to marry. You want to marry. As a young man, you're not even looking for a job. You're just looking at people's curves.
Mm-hmm.
And the grace of God. The grace of God will give you unless you marry a foolish girl like you.
Okay.
So don't frustrate the grace, ladies and gentlemen.
Mercy.
Do not frustrate the grace. Do not frustrate the grace. You're looking to build a house. You have even plans of the house, but you're not working. And the work you're doing, you're not looking for another job. You're not upgrading your education. What do you expect? You are in school, but you're not studying. There's no speed. I mean, you get up late and the class, first set of classes are gone. Now that we are doing virtual, you tell yourself virtual, you dream about the classes, you don't go, no problem. I will just take the recording, but you never do the recording and you fail. You want a nice marriage. You look, you get up, you go to work, you come back, you take your newspapers, you look at it. You don't even chat with your wife. You don't chat with your children. And you want good children. You don't pray with your children. You don't talk to them about the word of God. You don't encourage them to serve God. You want to get good children. You're joking.
Amen.
You frustrate the grace of God.
Hey.
The outcome of your life does not look good because you have not applied these determinants. You are like Esau, who just said, let me just leave it. And then when you are the firstborn and you don't get the birthright and the blessing, you now are crying and you want to kill your brother out of envy. You will never be envious again. The determinant of your life.
Amen.
They come from skill. Apply skill. Apply strength. Apply understanding. Apply speed. Believe God. That the grace of God is upon you. Paul said, because of the grace, I labored, not just labored, but very abundantly. Look, I try to work hard as if there is no grace, as if there is no God. But when the outcome comes, you can see that God's hand is in it. Because just by my strength alone, you cannot do it. So you have a fine combination of the grace of God and labor. Don't leave the labor behind. God says, I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I do not frustrate the grace of God. So ladies and gentlemen, today, as I talk to you about the determinants, I don't know how many times we'll get to do this, but remember the determinants, that is speed with which you do the things. Do it fast. Go to school fast. The decision you made that you keep postponing every year, you say you do it next year, do it now. Stop that procrastination and take control and let the grace work for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I mean, when do you want to wait to go to school? When you are what? Your joints are always making noise, even when you are in lectures. That's when you want to go to class. Stop that. I want to see at least 30 people make a decision right now about that thing you procrastinated over and over and over again. Write it down from tomorrow to tonight. I'm going to go online and find whatever I need to find, the school that I need to find, find the job that I need, find the person that I need to find. And some of you, one person, I told the person, let me just read you how to increase your speed. Let's move. How to increase your speed. Number one, how to increase your speed. Amen. Number one, improve your speed by improving your understanding, the speed of your understanding.
Mm. Hallelujah.
The speed of your understanding. Do you know, many people, the reason why they do not apply speed is that they don't understand. They don't understand. Mm. Let me tell you why. One time I came from, the first time I came from Ghana to the United States in 1999, there was a certain lady, very polished Wall Street worker, who was a lady pastor. I mean, or was she a lady pastor? Okay, yeah, a leader, church leader, a lady pastor who was financially grown, very educated from Harvard. Everything was working for her. But she was growing and not married. Not married. And she just took it down, take her stride. One day I called her, I said, hey, girl, come. Do you want to marry? I said, yes. I said, there's certain things you need to understand. And she said, what is it? I said, look, you are always, first of all, you look like a man. You have too much money. You're so educated. You're so spiritual. You're so confident. Every man is afraid of you.
Mm.
And the only thing that makes you a woman, too, you're taking it out. Every day she was wearing trousers. I said, from today, if you wear trousers again, I'll cut it through. From today, you're going to wear dresses. Go. And I took her to Macy's. I remember. I picked up one dress. I said, from today, you're going to show your legs like a woman.
As in,
like a woman, you're not going to wear any pants. You're not, you just, your confidence is putting so many men away, and they're afraid to even propose to you. You're a beautiful woman, but we're afraid of you.
Yeah,
and I told her, from today, if you wear pants again, I'll cut it. I went with her to the shop and I explained that men, because of your all the attributes, they are afraid. Let your physical look become feminine, ladies who behave like men. Your best chance of getting the greatest attributes from God is just to be yourself. Naturally, be the woman.
Mm.
Be soft. You are made soft. Stay soft. Even when you are applying the strength, apply it with wisdom. Mm-hmm. Just be nice. Emphasize on the beauty of your femininity.
Wow.
Leave the trousers for the men. And I said, you don't understand. And I told her, I give you 6 months if you do what I'm telling you. Your speed with which you will marry will be far faster than the years that. Look, I went to Ghana in December back, and they called me that I passed the interviews to come and start residency in June. When I came, the girl had a beloved, clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Understanding had come. Understanding. Some of you, because of lack of understanding, that's why you're not fast. That's why you're not. You think that life is going to go on for you all the time. School is there for you all the time. You don't understand. Listen, for example, some people who don't go to school, in life, you are either paid for your muscle or for your brain power. Mm. When you are paid for your muscle power, everybody tosses you over everywhere. You are a laborer. All you do is you have muscle. It's as if you don't have brains. So you don't go fast. They don't pay you well. When they pay you for your muscle, it means anybody can use it. But when you've invested in your brain, then they employ you for the investment there. That is when you work a few hours and they give you a lot. Some of you have decided not to go to school. Some of you say that, school is not for us. I went to school for 36 years by the grace of God. Do you expect me to ride a bicycle?
No.
No.
So when I'm not riding a bicycle and I'm riding a nice motorcycle, you should understand. Don't just look at the glory. Look at the story behind. Understand. Understand, there's a certain age. The Bible says it is good that a young man bear his yoke in his youth. It's a good thing that you struggle. Look, don't be ashamed when you're struggling. You don't have a job as a young person or you don't have a good job. Keep working. Keep investing in yourself. Understand that there's a stage for investment and a stage for blessing. One day, a lecturer spoke to us. He said he was in his room when the children were playing behind his door, his window. And they said, hey, money and school, which is important, And some people say money, people say school. People say children, no, just early teenage, money, school, 10-year-old, 11-year, money, school, money, school. And then the professor said, hey, actually, I don't know the answer to this question. Because now I've gone to school, but now I'm telling you, I don't know. Then suddenly one of the little boys said, you guys, you're all wrong. And then the professor said, hey, somebody seems to have the answer. And you know what the guy said? The 11-year-old boy said, when you are young, school is important. When you grow, money is important. So let's concentrate on our school.
That's understanding.
From that time, that professor who was above 50, who was trying, he was to do it, he told himself that, hey, the school is enough. I've done school and I've become a professor. It's time to start making money. That thing caused him to build a house. Because the time and understanding brought speed. Understanding brought speed. So how do you improve speed? By improving your understanding. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all that getting, get understanding. Get understanding. If you don't have understanding, you will have no speed. You will not see why you have to apply strength. You will not see why you have to. Some of you don't know why you should cook for your husband. Because you lack understanding. You don't know that the way to a man's heart is through the stomach.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of you don't understand. You don't understand as a young person that when you walk in obedience, then the blessings will come in future. You lack understanding. That's why coming to church and listening to messages is powerful. It gives you understanding. Yes, Bible says it gives understanding to the simple.
Amen.
It gives understanding to the simple. People, look, I got married early because of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because of understanding about, hey, it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Because otherwise, I would have been there with girls here, all kinds of things before. But because of understanding, I applied speed. I applied speed to my education because I realized, hey, at a certain point, your brain cells are active. At a certain point, they don't work anymore. So speed is important. Speed is important. Speed is important. I mean, you, some of you young men, you're almost 40. You're still not married. And when they talk to you, you look so arrogant in your conviction.
Hmm.
You have no idea. By the time you realize you are 50 years and your child is 2 years, and then you die and leave the poor child, God forbid. May you get married, get understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. So improve by improving and clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow. Amen.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3, Bible says, and he, the Holy Spirit, shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord and shall not judge by the sight of the eyes, neither reproof by the hearing of his ears, but God will give you understanding so that what is it that you are just looking, you are just thinking without understanding, when that change, you will be of quick understanding and that will give you speed. Hallelujah. You know, when Jacob's mother told her, but hey, your father is about to bless this guy. Get this thing quickly and come. And then say, hey, what if he curses me? And he said, the curse be upon me. He got understand that if you don't do it quickly, this blessing can go past you. But nobody advised Esau like that. Sometimes, the best way to have speed is to be somebody who's humble enough to receive counsel from somebody with experience.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. Many of you, your behavior is because you lack understanding because somebody hasn't spoken to you. Yeah. And you're so big and bad that nobody even wants to talk to you. And that's you've grown right. In that thing, you don't understand anything, you don't care. Counsel brings understanding and it gives you speed. Yeah, it gives you speed. May the Lord give you counselors. Some of you have issues in your life. Even when we say that the pastors are coming and they are going to have video conference, just video visitation. One of the questions I ask in video visitation, is there anything you want me to counsel about? Is there anything you want to tell me to pray for you about? And my wife and I will sit and I've given many people counsel. Their lives have changed because understanding has come and speed has improved. But some of you, even when we say we are being visited, video visitation, some of you, I don't even know you. Sometimes God just wants to give you one word will make a huge difference, but you're not opening yourself. And the shepherds that are there, they even give you a call. You know, sometimes just going on the flow prayer meeting, just through the teachings, something drops in and gives you speed. May the Lord give you understanding. Number two, improve your speed by learning to copying. I'll say it again. The first one is improve your speed by improving your understanding. Understanding comes by reading the Bible, by preaching, by counseling, by learning. Number two, improve your speed of doing things by copying. Many of you don't like to copy because you feel so proud. Oh, somebody is doing it. Somebody's marriage is working. How is it working? Copy the things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman is cooking. Learn to cook. Yeah, there's people, children, that their parents really love them. You, your parents are always fighting with you and even raining curses on you. Learn, how can I also be blessed by my parents? Learn by copying that good behavior of that child. Yeah. Somebody has financial power, is doing well financially. How do you think you will get speed? Me too, I want to get you. If you improve speed without copying, you go and steal. You go and steal money. Or you be envious and kill that person.
Forgive.
Ambush and kill that person. But what you need to do is copy the person. Sometimes if you are humble, you can even ask, how did you get to this point? Where did you start? You may be the same age. The person may have started 7 years ago. Be humble to go back. I like Jacob, eh? Jacob, when they said that you need to work for 7 years to get this one, said, no problem. This is how they marry good wives here. They work by working 7 years, I'll do it. He finished the 7 years, they say another 7 years, I'll do it. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, don't be lazy, be not slothful, but be ye followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be slothful. Many of you know, another word for slothfulness is slow. You're slow, you're lazy. Lazy people are slow at everything. Oh, tomorrow, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. But this one, I'm telling you, be followers means copy those who have already attained the promises. Copy those who have careers. What did they do? Copy those who are financially doing well. Copy the children that have excelled. Copy the churches that... Copy the shepherds whose wasenters are doing well. Copy them. Be humble enough to copy them. Copy parents whose children are doing well. Go and be humble. Or listen to them. Copy. Copy will improve your speed of achieving things. And the outcome of your life will change. I tell you. Listen, when I was a child, I just told myself, my parents had not traveled before, had not gone to college, had not done anything. And I don't know where I got that wisdom. But I scanned through my whole family, and there was one particular family, extended family, that their children, the mother, the woman looked like polished, had some education. You know what? I told my mom, every vacation, I'm going to go and live with them. As I lived with them, I copied their lifestyle, how they made their bed, how they treated, how they academically were strong, how they emphasized education, because my parents didn't have all that. Some of you, God has brought you to this church so that you can copy lifestyles that would never have appeared to you. God brought you here, gave you a particular pastor, a particular lady pastor, a particular congregation type, a particular group of children. When you see all our children at 21, they are still virgins in the United States of America.
And in college.
God is trying to give you something, and you better copy rather than fighting it.
Amen.
When you see that all these young people, Kwame, Inshira, all these people, Imani, they have gone through school and they are still honoring their parents and doing well.
Stay home.
And they are not bringing problems. They are not going to get pregnant anywhere by the grace of God.
Wow.
Or going to do drugs, gone on in jail, none by the grace of God. Something great is happening. You have to ask and copy.
Copy.
Some of you are too proud.
Amen.
You see the marriages. How many people, have you seen any divorce in our church before by the grace of God?
No.
Have you seen any?
No.
Something is going on. And your marriage is almost on the rocks. You won't ask why, and you won't copy. You won't go and copy somebody. And the thing is deteriorating. And as we're saying, have you seen my divorce before and all that? You're wondering, you're asking yourself, hey, you know, Charlie, my thing is going down. Or I should have copied earlier. Yes, you are right.
Yes.
And rebuke yourself and copy.
That's it.
Copy.
Amen.
People have found jobs in this corona. Ask them, when you hear the testimony, don't just say amen. Go and ask, what did you do? And copy it.
Hey.
Is that the testimony is just the outcome. It's like describing where the car arrived. You didn't describe the journey there. Go and ask the then. Ask for the destination is obvious. If many people who don't do well, they won't give you a testimony. So when you hear a testimony, it's a good outcome. It's time to copy
that.
Time to copy. Hallelujah. It will improve your speed in Jesus' name. I've copied many people. One of the people I copy, I follow is Bishop Dag. The man is prosperous. The man is doing well in ministry. Why should I not copy? Why should I not follow? Hallelujah. So I tell you, God is really blessing us with a lot of examples. Only if you be humble enough to copy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And next thing, how to improve your speed. Improve your speed by improving your implementation agenda. Implementation. Some of you never implement anything. You have a lot of ideas, but you never have any implementation. Every time we talk to you, hey, you know about this? Hey, me, when I grow, give me just 2 years. And then you have ideas. You even have plans on paper. No implementation. No action. Hey, that plan that is in your head, if somebody had gotten it and if you had applied one implementation agenda to it, you would have. You have 35 plans, but not even one implementation.
Why?
It's plans, it's plans you will eat. How long will you have plans? How long will you incubate these things without implementation? God is waiting for implementation. He's waiting. Since he trains your hands to work, I will bless. Listen, when God blessed Job, you should look at it. Job chapter 1. Bible says, and God had blessed Job. He had put a shield around him, around his people, and everything he has on every side. And he had blessed the works of his hands, and his goods were increased. His substance would increase upon the land. Bless the works of his hands. Implementation was what was blessed. Implementation. Not laziness. Bible says the slothful man, he folds his hands, puts his hands. He sits, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to sleep. Then shall poverty come to you like an arms man. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Implement the ideas. Listen, in a Christian's life, there's nothing like failure. When you have failure is just delayed success. I've done many things that didn't work. Today you are seeing the church doing it. You should ask Pastor Danny, you should ask some of the old shepherds. The things we've done that has not worked. The things we have that has worked is what you have seen. But it's because we do not lack implementation strategies. We don't every idea. Yesterday I gave my idea. I said I want the implementation immediately. If you like, no, you shouldn't implement it and see. I'll change him right now.
It's true.
So implementation. Some of you have great plans to study. You put your book. You even have the textbooks. You even have things online. But you will never study. You will never. You watch, go online. You do pornography. You do soap operas. You watch all kinds of things except the book. Yeah. You study pictures. You study Instagram. You study Facebook. You study all kinds of things. Tweets. You read the news, you watch the news and soccer and all this. And meanwhile, the most important thing has not been implemented. HAPPY, shame.
Shame.
HAPPY,
shame.
That's why the outcome of your life sometimes doesn't. Everybody who has incubated plans for a long time, if you do not apply, start this week, the outcome will not be good.
Amen.
I'm saying, if you, anybody, you have plans that you have to implement, start it this week. You see some great things. By the end of the year, we'll have a lot of testimonies. Implement speed is necessary for obeying God's instructions. Hallelujah. It's Amen. A very important thing. God told, you know, the Bible says, and he arose. I'm going to read a scripture to you. 2 Kings chapter 9 from verse 6 to 10. And the Bible says, and he went, he arose and went into the house. That is, what's this guy? Anyway, poured the oil on his head and said, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed the king. Jehu. It was Jehu. I have anointed the king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord. For the Lord, for the whole house of Ahab shall perish. And I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the whole. And him that, and I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. All these things, you know, God give them strength, and there shall be none. Jehu immediately went and executed all the people that everything God told him. In fact, there's a scripture that Jesus himself used. When even Judas wanted to go and betray Jesus, he was dilly-dallying. Jesus Christ told him, what thou doest, do quickly. Implement it. This dilly-dallying. I came to die for the world. I came to die for the world. And you are the one through whom I must die. And you are dilly-dallying. No, go and do it quickly. And die quickly. You too, die quickly. Because I'm going to die. Yeah. So he went. He said, what thou doest, whatever you're doing, do it quickly. Speed.
Amen.
Understand speed. Many of us, the implementation agenda of our lives is lacking. You said so long. I know somebody who, I've been his pastor for 10 years. Every year he says he's going to marry. Every year too, he has excuse. Every year. When? When will you do it? When? When? Oh, that is what New Year resolutions are. It's a full of resolutions, very small amount of implementation. I don't do New Year resolutions. If I do New Year implementation, stop a resolution because it doesn't resolve anything. So ladies and gentlemen, so improve your speed, number one, by improving your understanding through counsel, through reading, through preaching, through listening to messages, through all these things. Number two, improve your speed by improving your ability to copy those who have gone ahead of you, those who are ahead. Improve. Number three, improve your speed by improving your implementation. And finally, Finally, improve your speed by becoming a finisher. Some people too, you implement, but you never finish. You said you go to school, you've gone to school, but every time you are coming home, I'll defer. Finish what you started. Yeah. Finish what you started. Some of you started building a house 35 years ago. Yeah, you said you finish it. You're not a finisher. And some of you said that this year, at the way the troubles are in my house, I will do my very best to become a good craftsman, a good one. You start. Okay, you buy flowers once or twice, and then you stop. You never carry it through till the end.
Help us.
Never carry it through to the end. I mean, why? Why wouldn't you finish it? You said, this year, I'll do my quiet time every day. Every day. You start the week, and then, especially when you come from service, and they talk about Leviticus, let's do it. And then Monday, you do it. Tuesday, you never finish it through. You never finish the week through. You tell yourself, I'll join this thing. Why? That is why the outcome of your life. And look, this thing, it's a character style. It's pervasive through your life. You'll be surprised that your life is like that in various ways. In your academic work, in your marital work, even your own health is suffering. When you start a medication, you never complete a course. Yeah, some of you, they give you antibiotics, you take it 2 days. Instead of 5 days, say, 2 days, the cold is gone, and you never finish. And then the thing comes stronger. Now they have to admit you and give you IV. I have it, you sign against medical advice and you leave. You never implement, you never carry it through. You have an appointment. You know, they say they do the first part of the examination, you never finish it through. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem. This is the reason why many people are the way they are, because they don't carry it through. When I went through medical school, I told myself, I want to do well. And when I did this thing, I went to school. I went to the grade school. I went to high school. And when I finished that too, I went to the other places, college. And I came to United States to continue. My parents said, why? You know, you can stay here if you can earn. But when you go to America, the residence, you won't earn any. And I didn't earn anything. Look, it was not easy. It was not easy. One time, I remember my wife and I, our little income, we had $1,500 a month, $1,500. And had three children. We didn't have any car. And I was walking with her one day as pregnant woman, and she fell on snow. I said, ah. But I was determined to press on, finish what I had started. I said I was going to do residency. Let me finish it. When I finished, I said I'll do specialization as a GI. And I finished it by the grace of God. Today, by the grace of God, although it was painful to go through, I don't even remember the pain of going through school. Sometimes the reason why you don't finish, you set your eye on the finished end, but inside of you, you are thinking about the pain. Stop the pain. Bible says Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1, he said, knowing that you have such a great cloud of witnesses around you, take away, put away, and let us put aside every weight, the thing that wears, and the sin that easily beset us. And let's look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author. He begins and he finishes. And I like the next verse. He says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set now at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. For the joy that was set, look at the joy. Don't look at the pain you have to go through. Who? For the joy. And Bible says, because of that, he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. There's a lot of contradiction, a lot of pain. When you look at the target, the finish point, the road there is not always easy. Sometimes you have to pay fees. Sometimes you have to go poor for a period. Sometimes you have to tell yourself, it means that I will not live in a certain home for a while. It means I will never buy a new car until I finish. It's okay. It's okay. That's the spirit of the finisher. That's what determines, a determinant of speed. You cast your eye, the joy. Because of the joy that was set before me, I'll become a specialist. I will earn proper income. Because of the joy that was set before me, I said I was going to be a pastor. I'm not just satisfied with just being a regular Christian. I'll read my quiet time. I'll be well versed in the word. I'll become a pastor. I'll have sheep so that God will be happy with me. Jesus Christ told Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. I said, I want to love God and for Jesus to tell me, feed my sheep. I set my eye. So the troubles that you church members give me, sometimes we call you, you won't come, we start service, you will not be there, flow service, you will not be there. We all kinds of things. But I said, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to finish my race. Paul said, I've fought the good fight. I've finished my course. I've finished my course. Finish what you started, my dear. Finish the relationship. Some of you have been in relationships 1, 2, 3. You never carry it through to marriage. You never see it through to the finish point. Some of you have had children. You've never carried them through till the end. You've left them to the woman. And you've created single women. Finish what you started. Finish what you started and get blessed. Some of you started your Christianity so well. You have not seen it through. Scriptures, prayers that you need to. Some of you come. You come for the flow prayer meeting. You start well and you turn it on and you just go back straight to sleep. You've never seen through to the finish point of a flow meeting before. Try and do it. Give yourself the challenge. Improve your speed by targeting the finish point. Some of you, the simplest thing you need to do is when they give you chores, just finish it. Just finish it. Just finish it. You never finish your chores. You clean 2 dishes and then you are watching TV somewhere. Always procrastinating. I pray that God will give you speed. God will cause your determinant to work well. Speed will come into your life. Strength will come into your life. Oh, God will cause that your life to be determined. Grace will embrace labor strongly And that from now, your life will blossom. Arise and shine, for thy light is coming. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. As I lift up my hands upon you, somebody is getting speed. The speed of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the speed of copying, the speed of understanding, the speed of the power of God, speed of angels carrying you, speed of wisdom coming and improving your speed. May you be able to accomplish that which was set. Hey, this is the confidence that we had about God, that whatever he begins, he brings it to a perfect completion. May you have that same characteristic and may you do well. May your life become the finished product that God always wanted it. God finished the whole earth before he rested on the seventh day. May you not be somebody who likes to rest when you have not finished. May you never rest until you finish everything. And may God give you, make you an achiever, make you a determinant, a blessing. Oh, I can't wait for next Sunday. What I have for you about your determinant, what your life is going to be. I give glory to God. Father, bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, listen. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, I'm going to say something. I'm going to pray for people. I'm going to pray for people. God, the Bible says, he'll give you the spirit of quick understanding. I'm going to pray that into your life. Life will transform. Your attitudes will change. Now, if you're here and you don't know Jesus as your personal savior, you are the first person I want to pray for. You joined the church, somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus. Or you know Jesus, but you are not committed. Just the same way that you lack speed in your life, you also lack speed in your spiritual life. God wants to give you supernatural speed, God's speed. And you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You also are the person that I'm speaking to. Let's pray. I want you to say this after me. Repeat it after me. And mean it from your heart. And from today, be committed. Some of you started this church during this corona season. You have a mind that you're just for this season. Decide that it's permanent. This is where I'm going to be. I will never leave this church. I will be a part of this. I'll be consistent every Sunday. It will start at the spirit of the finisher in your life. Let me pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Say this after me. Say, Almighty Father, here am I again. I know you know me. And you know my situation. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my sins as I dedicate my life to you. As I surrender my life to you, my faith is that Jesus is the Christ.
My faith is that Jesus is the Christ,
the Son of the Living God.
Son of the Living God.
That he died for me.
He died for me.
And God raised him.
God raised him
from the dead.
From the dead.
By this faith.
By this faith.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
And especially fill me.
And especially fill me, O Lord,
with your sweet Holy Spirit.
Give me speed.
Give me speed,
O Lord.
Understanding.
Understanding.
Humility to copy.
Humility to copy, O Lord.
Make me an implementer.
Make me a finisher.
Give me the spirit of the finisher.
In
Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.